It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading this week's edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast, podcast number 244. Special guest this week, Laura Jane Grace of Against Me. Pops by with her acoustic guitar to play us a couple of songs, and there has been a lot of changes since the last time Laura Jane Grace, or should I say Tom Gable, and I have spoken. That and highlights from the past week's shows, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at Lainerou, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or find me on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A new study reveals that more than half of sexts are lies. What are you wearing? What are you doing? Regardless of what he or she says, there's really about a 50% chance they're wearing dirty jogging pants and watching Dancing with the Stars on mute. Sad, really. And Johnny Depp may be subpoenaed for a murder involving a limo driver who allegedly struck a pedestrian. Kind of a dark story. I was just thinking how strange it would be to be judged by a jury of your peers. And Pirates of the Caribbean star Johnny Depp. Maybe they should always slip one random celebrity into the fold. Sort of an interesting twist on classic justice. Maybe instead of a stenographer, Perez Hilton could live tweet the trial. And the most expensive home in the history of real estate has sold. A sprawling waterfront mansion in an upscale suburb of New York City. Sold for $120 million. Now what does $120 mil buy? Well, a 13,000 square foot house on 50 acres of land, including two small islands. It was originally listed for $190 million. Wow, $70 million off list price seems like a good deal, but still a lot of money to pay for a home, the kitchen of which is in the basement. But then again, if you're buying a $120 million house, you probably have better things to do than make your own breakfast.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The autopsy of the Ultimate Warrior has revealed his official cause of death. Not alcohol, not drugs, just a good old-fashioned heart attack. He was just 54. You think about it, though, lots of traveling, crazy workouts, a steady diet of steroids and protein shakes, usually. Couple that with being smacked over the back of the head with a fake prop chair 9,000 times. Being a wrestler can't be that easy on the body. And a woman in the UK managed to get complete strangers to fund her boob job. The 23-year-old reportedly fell into a deep depression because she couldn't afford breast implants. Sounds like she's got a strong sense of self-esteem. Anyway, she resorted to a crowdsourcing website, sort of like a Kickstarter campaign for sweater puppets instead of art. And have you ever eaten a really great meal on an airplane? Well, don't worry, no one else has either. Interestingly enough, it has more to do with science than it does the food itself. New research reveals that at 35,000 feet, the first thing that goes is your sense of taste. Experts say that passengers' perception of saltiness and sweetness drops by as much as 30% at high altitude, meaning food tastes dull compared to how it would taste on the ground.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
KFC is bringing back the Double Down Sandwich, which features two fried chicken patties, bacon, and cheese. Now, while I've always liked the idea of swapping out bread for more meat, this Double Down kind of sounds more like a quadruple bypass. And could the demise of the debit card be in our not-too-distant future? Well, maybe. Shoppers in Sweden have been experimenting with a new pay-for-purchase method, which involves simply swiping one's hand over the scanner. It works by reading the pattern of veins in your hand. I'm more than a little afraid I'd just wave goodbye to somebody and accidentally empty my entire bank account. And CareerCast has revealed its annual list of 2014's best and worst jobs based on criteria that fall into four categories: environment, income, outlook, and stress. The best jobs: mathematician, tenured university professor, statistician. The worst jobs: lumberjack, number one, which I thought was kind of surprising. I mean, the environment, you're outside working in a beautiful forest all day. Stress? It can't be much. Which leaves outlook and income. Must pay really poorly. Fun fact, number five on that list, radio broadcaster.
Welcome to the Sonic Listener Lounge.
The Booster Juice Listener Lounge.
Live from the Listener Lounge. Booster Lounge. Another live Sonic session performance.
All right, welcome everyone to Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, Nora Jane Grace up against me. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
A lot has changed since you were last here. We had 8-foot-tall Marshall stacks for one thing, a full drum kit, and that's probably the smallest change, really. Let's start off with a song from the new album, Fuck My Life 666.
All right, here we go.
The ease of your pose, the grace of your silhouette, the way that your shoulders meet your slender neck. Where would we be without all the distance? You know I'm already just a skeleton. I don't have the heart to match the one pricked in your finger. Are things made to be destroyed? Are moments meant to pass? Don't wanna live without teeth. Don't wanna die without bite. Never wanna say that I regret it. Never wanna say that we grew apart. I never wanna say that the feelings changed. I don't have the heart to match the one pricked in your finger. All things made to be destroyed, all moments meant to pass. Chip nail polish and a barbed wire dress. Is your mother proud of your eyelashes? Silicone chest and collagen lips. How would you even recognize me? I don't have the heart to match the one pricked in your finger. All things made to be destroyed, all moments meant to pass. I don't have the heart to match the one pricked in your finger. No more troubled sleep, there's a brave new world that's raging inside of me. I don't have the heart to match the one pricked in your finger. This too will soon slip out of reach. This too will soon come to an end.
Laura Jane Grace right here joining us in the Sonic Listener Lounge. I'll be honest, when I was getting ready for this interview, I was kind of like, you know, do I focus on the music or obviously, you know, your transformation? And I kind of went, well, the album is called Transgender Dysphoria Blues. You boldly stepped out and kind of went, this is happening, you know? For one thing, congratulations. That's a very courageous move. And two, I was very curious why you chose to stick with the name Against Me. On one hand, you go, why distance yourself from past accomplishments? On the other, this album can't help but sound different.
I've been playing under the name Against Me since I was 17 years old, so it's my thing. I didn't see any reason why I should have to give that up.
Now, also, Laura Jane Grace, I mean, that's a name you chose as well, right?
Laura was the name my mom gave me, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Family, your fan base, how has the support been from them?
It's been really humbling, you know, like... Not to say I was expecting anything bad or whatever, but from a fan base in particular and from other musicians, it's been very humbling.
From New Wave, for instance, to now, you look at the evolution of your songwriting. You sang a lot about other people back then, and I noticed that now you sing more and more about yourself. Was that sort of a conscious decision, or was that a coming out of your shell?
Obviously this record's pretty autobiographical, but at the same time, there are stories projected onto fictional characters or whatever, even if the experiences are real life and lived. But maybe in the past, it was kind of the same thing where you're taking real life experiences and projecting them onto somebody else just because you're uncomfortable with how close they are to you.
Well, with, I mean, your change in perspective, your change in vocal range, your change in everything, really. How has that affected your songwriting? You know, take you 5 years ago and you today, where's your songwriting gone?
Well, hopefully it's gotten better. You'd like to think, you know. but I don't know. I mean, this is, you know, this is what I do. So you tour year after year and you make record after record and you just hope you're progressing at it, you know.
And it's a short album, too. Actually, our music director, Dave, and I were talking. We're like, 29 minutes. I'm pretty sure there's a Rush song somewhere that long.
I think there probably is. I think our second record is actually 25 minutes or just over. So it's, I don't know. I believe in 10 song records, cut the fat, shorten to the point, you know.
Now, Black Me Out, the single, it's actually the last song on the record.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
I don't like structuring records based on like making where the single is being the third or fourth song, which is kind of the traditional thing to do. You almost view sequencing a record like you do a set list, you know, where you want to kind of come out strong out the gates and then you want a really strong closer too. So
this album, of course, highest debut on Billboard, definitely an achievement in that regard, a real step forward. And album art, you know, you had a solo record that came out 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. There was a woman on the cover of that. There was a woman on the cover of White Crosses. Was that just a woman, or was that sort of a part of you starting to come out?
Well, I mean, the artwork for the past couple of records has been done by an artist named Steak Mountain. I just really liked the image. I'm pretty sure it's actually one of my ex-girlfriends that Steak Mountain actually dated to. But with White Crosses, it was definitely meant to be a self-portrait.
Now, has this been a tough thing to go through on the road? A transformation like this, there's all kinds of medical steps involved, hormone therapy and whatnot. Is that even more difficult on the road? Is it tough to get, like, medical attention?
Yeah, it is. And it's a little nerve-wracking when you're, like, going into foreign countries carrying hypodermic needles on you. They're going to be confiscated or they're going to think you're a drug user or something.
Especially
like that.
When you're a rock band, right?
Right.
They're like, I know what this is. And you're like, no, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why go through this publicly? Because I feel like that's a statement. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have gone through it publicly, but I feel like...
I don't have the option really to go through it privately, you know? I mean, this is what I do. Like, I've been playing guitar since I was 8 years old, knew I've always wanted to play in a band. I dropped out of high school when I was 16. It's not like I have this other career waiting to fall back on, you know, of something else to do. Like, I don't really have the option of, like, quietly disappearing, you know?
Thank you again so much for being here. The next song you're going to play for us is True Transsoul Rebel?
Correct, yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
All dressed up and nowhere to go. Walking the streets all alone. Another night to wish that you could forget. Making yourself up as you go along. Who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? Who's gonna take you home tonight? He's gonna take you home. Does God bless your transsexual heart? True transsoul rebel. You're to be born, you're already dead. Sleep with the gun beside you in bed. Follow it through to the obvious ends. See your veins wide open, you bleed it out. Who's gonna take you home tonight? Is gonna take you home. Who's gonna take you home tonight? He's gonna take you home. Does God bless your transsexual heart? True transsoul rebel. Well, you should have been a mother, should have been a wife, should have been gone from here years ago. You should be living a different life. Who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? Who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? Who's gonna take you home tonight? Who's gonna take you home? Does God bless your transsexual heart? True trans or rebel? True trans or rebel?
Thanks, y'all. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming, Laura.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's Lane Mitchell Podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at sonic1029.com.